The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
I'm very happy you're here today and glad to see you all. My name is Patrice Kelch, and I'm going to be speaking today. I'm a longtime community member, have a special interest in loving kindness practice, compassion practice, have had numerous lifetimes of careers, most recently or fairly recently, was a special services provider with people living with HIV and AIDS. I've been a longtime instructor, a religious resource volunteer for the Department of Corrections, teaching mindfulness at for incarcerated persons, and I'm going to be talking with you today about longing for belonging. But before we sing our song about the divine abodes, I want to do a land acknowledgement. The Common Ground is sited on the traditional, ancestral, and contemporary homelands of the Dakota people. This land holds great spiritual and personal significance to its original inhabitants and their descendants who live here today and to their future generations. And I'm really talking about this place that's near the Bedote, which is the sacred site of creation for the Dakota people, near what we call the St. Anthony Falls, that were very, very special, near some traditional maple sugaring properties. This site where we are today on Common Ground has great significance to the Dakota people, this area. And we acknowledge the sovereignty of Native nations and our obligations to live up to treaty agreements. And it is our intention to rectify the harms that we have committed and those we continue to commit. This land acknowledgement is only one small part of supporting Indigenous communities. It is our hope that our land acknowledgement statement will inspire others to stand with us in solidarity with Native nations and to amplify the voices of Indigenous people, leading to grassroots change movements. So, and we usually begin with doing the Divine Abodes chant, and you've got your books. I think it's on page 30. And so this is a way of, this chant is a way of really connecting with our deep intention to live with kindness and compassion, with gladness, and with equanimity, always living in the big picture of how things are. So this is a very beautiful aspirational chant, and it is something that we can really take to heart. So, now let us make the four divine qualities shine forth. I will abide, pervading one quarter, with a mind imbued with loving kindness. Likewise, the second, likewise, the third, likewise, the fourth, so above and below, around and everywhere, and to all as to myself, I will abide, pervading the all-encompassing world with a mind imbued with loving kindness, abundant, exalted, immeasurable, without hostility and without ill will. I will abide, pervading one quarter, with a mind imbued with compassion. Likewise, the second, Likewise the third, likewise the fourth, so above and below, around and everywhere, and to all as to myself, I will abide, pervading the all-encompassing world with a mind imbued with gladness, abundant, exalted, immeasurable, without hostility and without ill will. I will abide, pervading one quarter, with a mind imbued with gladness, likewise the second, likewise the third, likewise the fourth, so above and below, around and everywhere, and to all as to myself, I will abide, pervading the all-encompassing world with a mind imbued with gladness, abundant, exalted, immeasurable, without hostility and without ill will. I will abide, pervading one quarter, with a mind imbued with equanimity, likewise the second, likewise the third, likewise the fourth, so above and below, around and everywhere, and to all as to myself, I will abide, pervading the all-encompassing world with a mind imbued with equanimity, abundant, exalted, immeasurable, without hostility and without ill will. So as we settle in for our formal meditation this morning, I would invite you to bring your whole self into the room. Not just the meditator, not just the spiritual speaker, but your whole self. Even those parts that you might not be so fond of. Every bit of you is welcome here. And just take a moment to reflect that when we come together like this, we give support to each other and we get support from each other. And just feel the goodness of our being together physically in this space or together virtually. Having this appreciation for all of our practices. It's a source of gladness. And as we practice mindfulness, which is being present to the present moment's experience, I encourage you to let go of any idea of what a good meditator is. Those sorts of fixed ideas sometimes have us striving in a way that is really unskillful. So if we can find that balance between being relaxed and being alert, sometimes I think about that as the cat at the window watching. That relaxed and alert. And see if we can have a receptive awareness of the present moment's experience. And you may want to use the breath as a support to stay in the present moment. We're just being aware, mindfully aware, of what's arising and what's passing away in this present moment. Bodily sensations, thoughts, emotions. We just bring this very kindly awareness so that we can see clearly what is present in the present moment, as best we can, not clinging to it, not pushing it away. And when we find we are judging or spinning off, just to acknowledge that's what's going on in the present moment. Judging mind, planning mind. And just see if we can hold it in this kindly moment-to-moment awareness. So we'll sit in silence now for another 20 minutes. And for the last few minutes of our initial meditation, I would invite you to just see if in your awareness of the present moment, there is any sense of gratitude or appreciation. See if that's present in this present moment. So just take a minute to stretch, whether you're in the room or online. Wiggle your shoulders a little bit. If you're in the room, say hello to someone else. And if you're online and you're so inclined, you could just type in where you're coming from.